Yes, okay. So I'll try and repeat what people are saying. That's the request. And if my voice gets quiet, sorry to, you know, get quiet, but don't be scared. Put your hand up and I'll remember and speak more loudly. But so the intention for this space here is just to help support you in your awareness of what you have been experiencing this morning by describing it and talking about it in the group. So one really useful purpose in having times like this is so that we stop, we reflect. What have I been experiencing, actually? You know, it's another way to help us draw ourselves a bit closer to what's going on and to use some inquiry to see what our experience is. So, is there anything you'd like to say about what you are experiencing this morning in the group context? Jackie?
Well, I've having felt very fearful this morning, and very afraid, I guess, of really accepting that, I then have become aware of how the desire to sort of change experience, okay, when there's a part of me that wants to change what's going on. You know, whether it's in my body or in my thoughts or in my feelings. And we're all certainly really aware of that, which is quite a harsh, critical voice. And then another part, which is just being allowing myself to kind of ease myself in and not be so harsh. And so it's been interesting just to watch those two things,
those two parts that have been going on kind of simultaneously, maybe one or the other, just becoming more aware and softening a bit. So it sounds like there's two different parts there, one the harsh, non-allowing part, and something softer as well. They've been both visiting and some part that wants to change experience.
Yes, I think that's what I was,
Okay, so.
And sort of being aware of it and then, accepting. It's a very, subtle shift because maybe there's also a voice which says, you have to stop wanting to change experience.
That's interesting. So the part that wants to change experience becomes the bad guy, or you shouldn't have that part. That's interesting. Maybe the part that's trying to change experience is important, just confused. Maybe it's got some good intentions. Maybe it needs to protect us or. I'd be curious what the part that wants to change your experience is rooted in. Is it. What's that rooted in, is it? To protect yourself, is it fear? Rather than making that the bad person, and I shouldn't try to change my experience. We try and change our experience, it's our situation. It's a natural thing. But where's that coming from? And what's the intention in that? That's where some investigation is useful, I think. Because when we're not aware, it can be coming from fear and punishing and unconscious intentions. But when we're aware, then sometimes in it there's care, you know. We're in pain and we need to do something about that. We need to get up and stretch. So we have to kind of see what's in there in the wanting to change our experience. There can be a mixture of some real genuine care and some fear, but we're not generally aware of the intention there.
The quality that you mean feels that it's more about judging.
Okay, there we are.
There's
something which says, oh, you know, if you breathe
like that,
the stomach's going to
be big.
Mm.
You know, there's very sort of judgmental things about what you mean
for. Mm.
It feels quite hard.
Okay. Well, great that there's awareness there with that. And you can describe it so clearly. Yeah. Thank you, Jackie. Hello?
Marcia.
Hi.
I just wanted to follow on from that, because what I so often in ordinary life and when I do meditation is have this anxiety, which sometimes kind of gets worse the longer that I'm in these retreats I just realised that part of the anxiety, I suppose, kind of non-equanimity, is about thinking I have to change things. It's not even that I should, but it's like this kind of compulsion to do that.
Okay. Well, let me just check that I'm getting you first, and then if you need to go on, you can. But you're saying sometimes in the retreat environment, anxiety actually gets stronger the more time you spend in it.
Yeah.
And there's a compulsion to change things.
Yeah.
There's also a wish to be more accepting of, I thought you said self and others, or
yes,
something like that.
And
you hate it when it gets worse.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can jump over the hating part, I'm afraid. I think if that's what you hate, if you're hating the fact that anxiety gets worse while you're here, that's where your attention needs to be. Well, that's what needs to be worked with. The kind of, I do not like this, I do not want this, I hate this. I think you have to find a way where you can sense into that. Well, I think with real gentleness and creativity, and finding your own way to do that, it has to be a way that you find to be able to make contact with this difficult feeling. It has to be your way to do that, where you've got enough resources, where you feel, I don't know, safe enough, grounded enough, calm enough, that you're not hurried, that you can give it space, the underlying anxiety feeling or whatever it is that's difficult about your experience. You need to find a way where you can usefully sense into it. Okay, so concentrating on it, that stands out to me as like, oh, what does Marcia mean by concentrating on it? How are you coming at it?
Feeling it, like, but if I
tightness in your chest.
If I focus on that, it just gets worse. It's okay.
I think it would be useful to be really interested in how you're focusing on it. There might be other ways to focus on it. There might be ways which might be things you can do which support awareness of what you're doing as you focus on it. You look confused at that. Could you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think it's just me, but what I think is that the useful place is, how am I bringing my attention to this difficult feeling? To get curious about what that action is rooted in, where you're coming from when you're trying to do it. Gentleness and patience and creativity. Maybe there's another way of doing it. Finding another way of contacting your inner life. That's at the moment seems to be quite difficult. So a willingness to stop what you're doing, actually. Not that you have to, but to say, okay, what about if I don't do what I usually do and I do something else? Do I lose awareness of this difficult feeling? If you stand up and you look up, and you move your head around, and you don't try and do meditation, is there still some awareness that there's this difficult feeling? If there is, then maybe it's a useful way. You can be, okay, you know, I'm doing this, but there's still a part of me that knows that this difficult feeling is here, and I'm just feeling it, I'm sensing into it in a different way, I'm trying a different way of sensing into it. There's like a creativity in how you're coming at it. Try something different. See, be curious what your activity is. Yeah, like you were talking about, are you trying to get rid of it? If you are, you've got to be aware of that. Otherwise it'll be making it worse. Really kind of simple but deeply important parts of this kind of practice. Simple but deeply important part of this kind of practice. If we're pushing something away, sometimes we're keeping it alive and making it bigger and getting exhausted. Is that okay for now? Yeah. I'm still working on it in my mind, but I'll leave it. Thinking. So should we have 10 minutes before lunch where we're not talking? And we can look after the quietness a bit more. Sorry to interrupt the quietness with talking. But treat the lunch like an awareness experiment, you know? What does lunch really taste like? What does it taste actually in a direct moment? Yeah. Can you eat your own lunch in the garden?
Well,
was that a no?
I'm afraid I think it's a grey area. I think I'd prefer if we didn't, but to be honest, I don't think I'd get married if we did.
Sorry. But you were suggesting in the tea area?
Yes. Yeah. Or the park
outside the building. Okay. Any other practical questions? Okay, well, enjoy lunch and we'll be back in here at 2. In 10 minutes?
I thought we were having
10
minutes silence.
Oh, 10 minutes silence? Yeah, 10 minutes before lunch. You can stay in here and sit, you can walk and be. And then lunch will happen at 1. Will there be a bell? No.
Yeah.
Bell at the end of lunch,
yes.
But not a bell at the start of lunch. So find your way there in 10 minutes. Okay. going to be quieter.